Let's get stuck into our preview for round seven, starting with Penrith up against South tonight. It's a Cogra, and well, really good game, really tight market here. Penrith $1.75 favourites with Tab. South $2.10, skinny line $1.50. South the plus. There's a $10,000 bet there on the Panthers earlier in the week at $1.68. So they have drifted since then. Vonnie, who and why?
Well, this is a tough one. I'm going to find this round really difficult to tip. I've gone with Penrith. I think Nathan Cleary was almost man of the round last week. He was fantastic. I love his combination with Api Korosau. And, of course, Viliami Kikau has just gone to the next level. And it's not just the hairdo, it's just the amount of air he's latching onto those Cleary bombs. So I've gone the Panthers. The Bunnies have won 8 of their last 12 against them. But I think, look, South just seem that they're building. They've had that breakthrough. James Roberts makes a bit of a low-key return this week. But I just think the kicking game of Nathan Cleary, and obviously he goes up against the best kicker in the competition in Adam Reynolds. But, yeah, I just like the Panthers here.
Yeah, I like South Sydney. I think you mentioned there, Vonnie, they're building, and that's exactly what they're doing. They've had two victories in a row now, South Sydney. Latrell at the back is finding his feet, as is Cody Walker. This is possibly their strongest squad that they've put together. James Roberts coming back into the 17. I think that's a big inclusion. Penrith is a surprise package for me. I've been so impressed with them. I didn't think they were a chance of winning the comp. Probably, I still don't think that, but what they've shown me so far is they're a very good footy team who's very committed, and they're going to try hard every week. So they'll be there at the end of the year. But I just think South Sydney with Mitchell, with James Roberts coming back in, Cody Walker, I think they've just got a bit more strike in them than what Penrith have at this stage.
Clarkey, who are you with?
Yeah, I'm going to go the Rabbits, Middo. Basically on going with Loz there. I agree. I think the halves pairing, obviously another game under their belt. I think we heard Cookie the other day talk about there's a few things they still want to improve that they don't think they've got right, but I think they're gaining momentum, the Rabbits.
Well, Yvonne Sampson from Fox League joining us as she does each and every Thursday as we go through round seven in the NRL. We've looked at Penrith against Souths tonight where Vonnie was the only one tipping the Panthers there, the rest of us tipping the Bunnies. Let's now go to Friday, the 6 o'clock game in Melbourne. This has been moved to Cogra as well due to the coronavirus spike in Victoria. So Melbourne, they're short price favourites, $1.15. What are we going to see from the Warriors this week after the sacking of Steve Kearney? They're $5.50 plus 15.5. Vonnie, who and why here?
Look, the Storm. You have to say the Storm, obviously, just given the week the Warriors have had. Todd Payton, their caretaker coach, has said that look, their heads are in the right space after a really emotional week. They had an open session on Sunday where they got everything out, all their concerns. So, look, he also said that we're close in some areas but a million miles away in others, so you're not really sure what the Warriors might offer up. For the Storm, though, they arrived here in Sydney yesterday. They packed up and flew out at Melbourne Airport, not sure when they're allowed to return home. They'll be based out at Homebush until after tomorrow's game. But their CEO, Dave Donaghy, said beyond that, they're looking at a few options, and a major one is being relocated to the Sunshine Coast. So, obviously, they already have a relationship there with their Intrust Super Cup team coming out of that district. I grew up on the Sunny Coast. It'd be a beautiful place to sort of hunker down and ride out this COVID threat. They could go to the Big Pineapple. They could go to Australia Zoo, hang out with the Irwins. But just looking at the cases,
Is this an ad?
Yeah, that's right. There you go. Sunshine Coast. But Victoria, you can understand, they've got 20 new cases. That was just of yesterday. New South Wales have 10 new infections, but Queensland have zero. So, look, the smart state, the Sunshine State, I know you guys were bagging it earlier over Origin, but you know, if we all got an opportunity, I'd love to go up there. Is there any potential we can relocate the show up there, boys?
It'd be nice, wouldn't it? Spend a bit of time up there on the Sunshine Coast. Yeah, I find it difficult to think that the Warriors can rebound after what happened last weekend. For mine, it's just Melbourne 13 plus. I know they haven't been playing good football, but I just don't know how they recover, the Warriors. I think they'll be having a crack early, but if Melbourne turn up with the attitude we know they usually turn up with, I think they just run away with it.
Yeah, I'm with Melbourne at the minus here. I fear for the Warriors, all the sentiments you've echoed all week, Loz, and how with it they will be in the aftermath of the sacking of Steve Kearney. Pup, who and why here?
Nah, I'm with the Storm, buddy.
Storm at the $1.15 short odds, and we've got another short price favourite on Friday night as well. It's the Roosters up against the Dragons. The Roosters $1.10 with Tab. The Dragons $7 plus 17.5 at the line, going for three in a row. Vonnie, Jason Saab comes in on the wing as well for them. Gee, they got a task though.
Yeah, poor old Drags. I think you mentioned they're going for three in a row. They've had their last two wins, but respectively, they were against the Sharks and the Titans. So this is definitely, the Roosters are a definitely different prospect. They should run right again. Defensively, the Dragons, they may be up for a really long night. This could turn into an annihilation. And poor old St. George Illawarra, no James Graham, the scouser that we fell in love with, the Lionheart of the Red V's, gone back home to St. Helens. You know, we love just stirring him up. He had a filthy temper. He used to slather himself in Vaseline and rage at referees and his own teammates. So poor old James Graham, he's off back home to St. Helens, and St. George are definitely going to miss him.
Yeah, I think you're right there, Vonnie. I just think that the Roosters just get the job done. They win by 13+. Hard to see the Dragons turning the tables on what's been a very, very impressive Roosters outfit. They continue to deliver. They continue to set the standards. And a three-peat's looking on the cards.
Clarkey?
Chooks for mine, Middo.
Yeah, it's impossible to go past them, isn't it? The old Vasso on the legs thing, Loz. Back in your day, there would have been quite a few players who would have done that.
I did.
Everyone?
Yeah. Well, most people did, yeah. The old Vasso on the legs. Yeah. Was, you know, they tackled you.
Slide off.
Yeah, slide off, you know, and then they'd have the Vasso on their hand so they couldn't catch the ball. You know, that was the old theory about it. Yeah. But I remember, can't remember, and it would have been just recently, Vonnie, you would, I think you'd know this. Was it James Graham that tried to rub Vaseline on a ball for a kickoff?
Yeah, it was. I think, was it Clemmer when he was at the Bulldogs?
It might have been Clemmer, was it? Yeah. I remember one guy, I remember he just lathered himself in the Vasso and then ran out there and then got the ball, got the Vasso on the ball and rubbed the Vasso on the leg and then handed it to the opposition for kickoff. And they complained about the ball having Vasso all over it.
That's great stuff.
And then who put the Vaseline up James's nose? Because they got a big handful.
That's right.
Took a bit of a swab around the back of his legs, and it was so thick. It looked like he was Susie Maroney swimming across the channel. He was covered in this, like, large, you know, slippery stuff. And so, I can't remember the player, but he got a good handful and then jammed back up his nose.
Oh, things that you used to do. And we've spoken about this on the program before, the sponge. You can't go past the sponge. Right. How dirty was the sponge? They would use it on injuries, and then you'd drink from it.
And that old magic spray, Clarkey, does it work? Have we got Clarkey? Clarkey, the magic spray, does it work?
Just the ice. It used to make your muscle go cold. Mm. That's all it was, the magic spray.
Yeah.
You used to feel 10 foot tall and bulletproof. Placebo, I think it was.
Oh,
that's
please.
What they called it.
We've got North Queensland up against Newcastle. The Cowboys, one of the worst first halves you'll see against the West Tigers last week. So they're $3.10 outsiders. And the Knights, $1.37, minus 7.5, travelling to Townsville. Vonnie, who do we like here?
Yeah, 4,000-kilometre round trip for the boys from Newey. Poor old Bradman Best. Got to feel sorry for him. He went out and visited his family on Sunday morning. This was just hours after the NRL relaxed those corona bubbles that the boys have been living in. But you were supposed to get permission from the club before you went out to visit anyone. He self-reported the mistake. He's a big loss for them. He scored 5 tries in 4 games. And his combination with Ponga is unbelievable. So, look, a big strike weapon out in Bradman Best, but they've still got the Saifidi brothers who are just exceptional at the moment. They're getting huge raps and deservedly so. I've tipped the Knights because the Cowboys, they just need to rally. We were talking to Brent Tate and he said, look, you know, he's a former Cowboy champion, and he said the group look unenthused. They need to understand the ramifications of their actions because the club, you know, it could go down the gurgler if something doesn't change. So, yep, easy for the Knights for me.
Yeah, I think the Knights will win. The only thing that concerns me about the Knights in this game, it's a 3 o'clock kickoff. in Townsville, and we know how warm at this time of the year it can be, and teams, when they go up there and play at 3 o'clock with the heat, they can, you know, make mistakes and start to feel it at the back end of the game. But no, from what I've seen so far, the Knights just win this.
Tempted to take Cowboys at the plus here, but tipping the Knights. But surely North Queensland have to respond after what they dished up last week. What about you, Pup?
Yeah, I'm with the Knights, boys.
With the Knights, now we go to the Queensland Derby, the 5:30 game on Saturday on Fox League. Brisbane, $1.37, -7.5 up against Gold Coast, $3.10 with TAB. And, well, some interesting subplots to this game, Vonnie, particularly in, well, conspiracy theorists are going to say, well, Tessie News there at fullback and Tom Dearden's into the 17 just due to the fact that, well, maybe the Titans are looking to sign them. And David Fifita, who's not playing at the moment, but they're apparently signed or tabled a $5 million offer to sign him as well. So, yeah, some interesting subplots to the Queensland Derby this time around.
Oh, definitely. This million-dollar money fund, this bum fight over David Fifita, you'd have to think that, you know, it's doing his confidence no end of good. I mean, he is just a sensational prospect. You can understand why both the Titans and the Broncos, and we're hearing the Roosters are coming in with a major offer as well. Look, he's not playing, but I think the Broncos are definitely needing a huge response there. Captain Alex Glenn has given the playing group a huge bake during the week. He said, look, it's going to take more than an honesty session now. That didn't work last week. Or that chorus of ex-players, all those old boys, you know, saying that it's got a toxic culture. We know that the Broncos, the Brisbane board, are going to have a meeting tomorrow. That's not to discuss Anthony Seibold. That's more about, you know, the Anthony Milford, Sedaris boys, the playing group, and where the deficiencies are. For the Titans, though, they're calling it the Salty Six in the Courier Mail today. And these are all the former residents at Red Hill, like Jai Arrow and Jared Wallace, Nash Taylor, Dale Copley. All these boys that used to be Broncos, and they would love to get one up over their old club, you know, before they just kick them while they're down. They just haven't offered enough. They've been fair without being great. You've got to back the Broncos here.
Yeah, I'm not confident about tipping the Broncos. But when I look at the Broncos team, I see some classy players, more than what the Titans have. I'm going with the Broncos, but no confidence whatsoever.
Pup?
Yeah, Broncos for me.
Broncos will win this. Gee. Don't know why I'm confident. But
you sound confident.
Yeah, they have to win this game, surely. Parramatta, Canberra, great game. Saturday night, Fox League, and $1.67 the Eels, $2.25 the Raiders, +2.5 the Raiders are at the line for this one at Bankwest. Parramatta were very competitive against the Roosters last week. Canberra disappointing against an undermanned Manly side who went through all sorts of adversity during that game. Who wins this one, Vonnie?
I've tipped the Raiders. This is going to be the match of the round. I just think that Parramatta had a mammoth effort against the Roosters. The first hour of that game last week was easily the most intense and appealing rugby league that we've seen in this premiership so far. I thought the Parramatta were sensational. Mike Sivo absolutely buried Tedesco. It was good to see him get back up. But Vossi's call, you know, call an ambulance, call a priest, because we weren't sure what sort of state Teddy would come to in. But, look, they've got no Nathan Brown this week. That was a really physical game. They don't want to change Brownie, but they'd just like to have him, the use of him, a little bit more than they potentially do. Ricky Stewart, he was savage at training this week. He turned the screws big time on their attack. Apparently, they were taking matters into their own hands and making it up as they go. So I think George Williams and Jack Whiten have got a bit of a tune-up, a good old-fashioned Stewart tune-up this week. So expect them to be far more disciplined, stick to the game plan. Hopefully a bit of a result for the Raiders.
Yeah, if you're tipping on form, you'd certainly go Parramatta. I'm hoping or thinking that the Eels might have a flat spot. They've had two tough games, Penrith, and then, of course, against the Roosters last weekend. In the back end against the Roosters, they started to fatigue and make errors. So mentally, they could be off a touch. And given the Raiders haven't played that well, I think they're due to hit a bit of form. So I'm going with that theory. this weekend. So I think the Raiders get the job done in a tight one.
We're previewing round 7 in the NRL, and we're now to the Sunday games and the old rivals Manly and Cronulla. This one at Central Coast Stadium there, 4 o'clock Sunday afternoon, and with Tab Manly, $1.62, Cronulla $2.35, the Sharks plus 3.5 at the line. And no Tom Trbojevic, no Cody Walker for, well, a couple of months at least, both those two players. Brendan Elliott moves to fullback. Vonnie, Manly, they've got a lot of resilience, a lot of character, and they're going to need all of it.
Yeah, Des Hasler said after that win last week that that was the best performance he'd ever seen from the Maroon and White. And this is coming from an astonishing club legend, so, and who doesn't dish out compliments very often. So Des was obviously very, very happy and to see the courage of Manly with all those injuries. You mentioned Tom Trbojevic, you know, early estimates that he'll be out for 8 weeks. Dylan Walker's out for 6 with an ankle injury. They do get Marty Tapau back and George Tafua, or Jorge, as I think he prefers to go by. Those two blokes bring so much starch and aggression, but still, the boys from the Northern Beaches just do look a little bit vulnerable. I've tipped Manly, but only because the Sharks really haven't been—they haven't done enough to blow your hair back. Do you know what I mean? Like they've got a great side, and all it would take is something from Sean Johnson to break this game apart. But we just haven't seen that flash of brilliance consistently. So, look, I've tipped Manly, but definitely this is a winnable one for the Shire boys.
Yeah, I agree with you, Vonnie. I think it's a winnable game for Cronulla. But Manly last weekend, they were brave and that very gallant in their performance against the Raiders. And Brendan Elliott, when he filled in for Tommy Trbojevic last year, was brilliant at the back, and he'll slip straight into that role, and he's had that experience there of what to do. I like the look of their forward pack. Tapau coming back along with Fanua Blake, who is possibly the best front row in the game at the moment. Fanua Blake getting churning out big numbers, a big work rate, and his go forward is so important to this Manly team. And you've got, you know, one of the elite halfbacks in Cherry Evans. So I think they get the job done because they've been more consistent with their football. But if Cronulla have a day, if Moylan fires, if, and that's the thing you worry about with some of these sides, if, you know, if Sean Johnson has a big game, if Matt Moylan plays well, if Blake Brayley can control things out of dummy half. So there's too many question marks for mine on the Sharks. I'll go with a more consistent Manly.
Pop?
Yep, I'm with the team. I'm going Manly.
Manly fans will tell you, death, taxes and 2 points against the Sharks. They've won 11 of the last 12 against them, and they'll be winning again here. Manly to beat Cronulla. The last game of the round is between Canterbury and the West Tigers, 6 o'clock, 6:30, in fact, Sunday night. And Canterbury, $2.75. The Tigers, $1.45 favourites with Tab, minus 5.5 at the line. They just lack firepower. The Bulldogs got close again against the Sharks the other night, Vonnie, while the Tigers, well, they were scintillating in the first half against the Cowboys, then had a bit of a rest in the second half. But they've certainly got some talent, the Tigers, when they put it together.
Oh, how good is Harry Grant going? There is no way they're going to let him go back to Melbourne. They're going to be, I think they'll put him out as a missing person and slap a moustache on him and rebrand him as someone else, because he is just, he's been so fantastic around the ruck for the West Tigers. Now, I've tipped West Tigers, but that was before I realised that Alex Twoll, their lock, is out for 4 weeks. Zane Musgrove, he's injured his foot. He's out for 2 to 3 months. Robert Jennings is carrying a hamstring injury. So some big injury losses for the West Tigers. And the Bulldogs have been building steadily. They haven't been playing awful, and they never do. They always dig in, and that's such a trademark for the Blue and Whites. Speaking of board meetings, we know they've got another one today just to talk about the future of the club. Will Dean Pay be there? We know the headlines are you've got to back him or sack him. Make a decision, because this can't keep rolling on week after week. I have tipped West Tigers, but the Bulldogs are a good chance here.
Yeah, the Bulldogs have got a fair record over the West Tigers. And last year in round 21, I think it was, the Bulldogs beat them. And they try hard, the Bulldogs, but they just haven't got that quality, and you know, they're a little bit clunky with their ball movement. So I'll stick with the Tigers, because what I saw in that first 40 minutes last weekend against the Cowboys was pretty impressive. And I think if they can, you know, play anywhere near like that in this game, I think they get the cash against the Dogs.
Pup?
Tigers.
No shock there.
Given.
I'm going the Bulldogs. I like them at the price here. $2.75. I like them at the price. So I'm going to, I'm going to have something on the Bulldogs here Sunday night. Now, lock of the week. Vonnie, you're up first.
Oh, goodness me. Oh, it'd have to be Roosters, wouldn't it?
Taking the $1.10.
What are the Knights? What are the Knights?
The Knights with Tab, $1.37 to beat the Cowboys.
What's the Storm?
The Storm are $1.15.
Knights.
Knights of the lock. Loz?
I'm going for a bit of value. I'm going...
Loves his value, yeah, Loz.
Roosters, $13 plus, $1.60.
I'm going Melbourne, $13 plus against the Warriors.
I'm going Tigers.
Tigers against the Dogs. Lock?
Yep, lock.
Jamie Rogers joining us. Jamie, who's your lock of the round?
I think mine's going to be an obvious one, but I'm going to go Roosters, the 13 plus at $1.60.
Poor old Dragons. I'll tell you what, the pressure would come off Paul McGregor probably if they won this.
Well, they'll re-sign him. You win this game, you get re-signed for another 12 months. But the thing in the Dragons' favour is that no matter where these two teams have been, when they play on Anzac Day, they tend to be good clashes. Now, I know it's not Anzac Day, but they tend to rise to the challenge of taking on the Roosters. So it may not be as easy as what we're all assuming it will be. But given face value, you look at what the Roosters have done to teams already, and they've just smashed them. So it looks as though it's going to be a tough day for the Dragons. But, you know, anything's possible. Mm.
Vonnie, the other news this week was Brad Fittler extending his contract with New South Wales by 1 year to the end of the 2021 series. As a Queenslander, Freddie, 2 from 2. Could he make it 3 from 3, even 4 from 4 by the time this contract's finished?
Yeah, of course he could. I love Freddie. I used to have the pleasure of working with him when I worked at Wide World of Sports. And he's an unusual character. He's a champion guy. He'd give you what we call a bit of a Fred ache because he's got some weird ideas and sometimes you're a bit confused about where you're headed, but you'd never meet a nicer bloke, and you can understand why he's had great success for the Blues, bringing in that support staff around him with Joey and Brandy and Bedsy. Just a great coaching group there, collectively brilliant. I love the fact that Freddie's in charge of the Blues. And but to be honest, I don't really mind. We've got Kevin Walters. You guys can choose whoever you want. We're pretty happy with our 6-time premiership winner.
Well, just on that though, Vonnie, is it a concern of yours? Because Kevy said it's not a concern of his, and I think he has to say that. But you know, with the Queensland sides, and you know, predominantly a lot of the Queenslanders coming from those Queensland-based sides, and they, you know, they might not make the finals, and we know Origin is after the finals. Are you concerned that, you know, it's a massive worry for Queensland this year in Origin?
Yeah, we heard Ben Hunt talk about this a few weeks ago, that he was concerned that given the fact that the Dragons, Dragons are at risk of missing the 8, and look, they're not alone here. All 3 Queensland teams are in the bottom 8, the Broncos, Titans and the Cowboys. And you're right, you know, like you do need to be playing finals football because it's a big chunk. It's, you know, 4 weeks that you're just sort of sitting idly by. DCE, our captain, obviously, hopefully Manly will be there, thereabouts. But yeah, it was one of the first things that Kevy thought about when we realised the Origin was going to be post-premiership. So, look, it is definitely a concern, but hopefully the Queenslanders, those banana benders, get their act together.
Vonnie, it's been great to have you on as always.
Thanks, boys. See you later.